Today we will talk about the CV Project app, which is a native Android app for the Mozilla Common Voice project developed by me, Saverio Morelli, in my free time. The main goal of this talk is to show you how an app changed and improved the experience of Common Voice. Firstly, I want to introduce myself. I'm Saverio Morelli. I am a Mozilla Italia volunteer. I'm a programmer. I'm a swimming instructor. And most important, I'm a student at the University of Trento in Italy. Then, I want to talk and tell you where you can download officially the app. You can find it on Google Play's App Store, on F-Droid, on Huawei App Gallery, and on Amazon App Store. Actually, you can find the APK file and the source too on GitHub. The app is totally free and open source. In the Google Play edition or version, you'll find advertisements to help me freely, but of course, you can disable those without paying anything in the settings of the app. Also, you can make a donation by LibraPay, PayPal, or Ko-fi. The app is translated by other volunteers on coding, so you can contribute to translate the app in your native language as well. Basically, in few words, why should you use the app? So, the app, compared to the website, is light and clean, and such as of the website, it's open source. Actually, also the website it is. Audio quality of smartphones are usually higher than that of laptops or computers. The app is completely customizable. You can choose to use the dark theme or the light one. You can choose to set on autoplay of recordings for validation section. You can change gestures and many other options. The app provides you the offline mode, which permits you to contribute to the project also when you don't have an internet connection. It's designed for everyone. It's intuitive and everything is easily to find with just a tap. Now, let me present some screenshots of the app and its sections. This you can see now is the main screen, so the first one you see in the app when you open it. This is of course the homepage. Here you can access to your profile if you decide of course to contribute via account. You can access to the speak and the listen section, so you can see the two buttons in the bottom. In the profile section, you can see some details such as your email, your username, your age, and your gender. Here, you can see also badges earned in the app. These badges are not the same of the website one. Of course, you can log out as well in this section. This is the speak section. Here you can see some parts. The top one is the phrase, the sentences. Then we have a text in red, which is a guide. Then we have the button which permits you to record. So here you have to record your voice So you have to record the sentence shown in the top of the screen. You can report or skip the sentence as well. In fact, you have the button report and the button skip in the button section. In the last release, there is also the option to listen, actually just listening, not recording to, the audio in a speed rate different than one. Okay, this is the listen section. It's very similar to the speak section one. How can you see? We have, in fact, the sentence in the top screen, then we have the text in red at the middle, so the guide, and then we have the buttons. Here here you have to validate a recording sent by another user and say if it's correct, so you have to approve it, or not correct, so of course you have to reject it. As usual, and as the previous session, you can skip or report the recording as well. And we have the button skip and report in the bottom screen. So, going back to the home screen, in the navigation bar, which is the bottom bar, you can tap on three dots, which redirect to the dashboard. Here, you can keep an eye on your progress, so you can see your personal contribution statistics, see the voices online, set a daily goal, and in this case, you can enable in settings notification to remember you to contribute daily to Common Voice, if, of course, you don't get the daily goal. See, you can see here also app statistics, so how many users used the app in that specific day, and see the ranking of your position in it. In this section, which is the settings, we can find everything to customize the experience of the app. You, for example, can change the theme, the language, the gestures, turn on or off offline mode, etc., etc. And how can you see? How you can see? It's divided in section, so it should be easier reach a specific option for the user, so for you. In the offline mode section, you can disable this mode, or of course also enable it. And in the last release, you can customize how many sentences and clips should be downloaded for offline mode. So when you are not connected to an internet connection, the app permits you, as I said before, permits you to contribute, so validate or send recordings. And in this section, in the last release, you can customize the number of clips and sentences downloaded. The default value, and of course also advised number, is 50 clips and 50 sentences. But how can an app improve the whole experience of the entire project? So, the Common Voice project doesn't provide you a native Android app, and this means the experience is limited. Why? And what do I mean? For example, The app permits you to contribute validating or coding also without an internet connection. This feature, of course, cannot be offered in any way by the website. The app is realized to be as accessible as possible and as customizable as possible too. A little bit of data. The app statistics of the usage were implemented in 2021. In the first year, so in 2021, the number of clips validated by the app is 947,362. The number of sentences sent via the app is 368,895. Let me see statistics of this actual year. Instead, of course, in this year, so 2022, the value are, of course, until now, lower. Clips validated, in fact, are 10,952, and sentences sent are 3,839. So, this is the end of my talk. I remember you to download and install the app, if you want to do it, of course. And I would really appreciate to receive your feedbacks. There is a Telegram group where you can join and discuss about the app and the project in general. I remain here to answer to your questions, but actually I'm always available on Telegram too, both private chat or in the group. And really, really thanks for your attention. I hope to see you in other space. Keep safe.
And we are live with the section for comments, which, by the way, disappeared the comments, but I will try to go back in the Mozilla Dev Room and take some of the questions that we have there. So don't worry. First of all, grazie. Thank you, Saverio, for the talk. I'm very, very pumped to see that we have solutions for our community on Common Voice to help them easier to give to volunteer to contribute, and I think that's a really good step to get them more engaged. And I will start exactly with this question. Is my question till I go back? Do we have data on how much? What's the percent of a contribution to the app versus what's to the website? Can we measure in a way this? I'm not sure if Saverio is, I see him frozen. Saverio, once, Saverio twice.
Yeah.
I hear you now, yes.
Okay. Sorry, can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, claro. Sí. So I was thinking, if at this point can we say how many people use the app, also okay, how much of the contribution is done through the app versus the website?
Okay, yeah. These data are available on my website, actually. Of course, user can disable statistics, so I use the term statistic to refer to how many users use the app every day. And you can see those statistics here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But of course, users can disable them. So if a user disables statistics, you cannot see it in this page. Instead, if you want to say how many data, so how many contributions are collected every day, or actually also with a specific period, so I don't know, first date, mm-hmm. and date, you can see it here. And data here are divided in clips and recordings, so validated, accepted, rejected, and validated are the sum of accepted and rejected, and also the reported ones. Instead, in the recordings, we have recordings sent via the app and sentences reported. And of course, we can use we can see statistics for today, yesterday, this year, always. Actually, if you see in GitHub page,
mm-hmm.
I just a minute, I then.
Yeah, also, so I literally checked also languages, so I see even for Romanian there is some changes, my language,
exactly.
By day in the 1st of February, which is cool, I'm happy about it. And so what would mean, sorry if you mentioned in the presentation, the red and the, in the statistics, the red, black, well, white, sometimes red, sometimes green, and why no color sometimes? Is it new additions, verifications, or what's the statistic?
In statistic page, you mean, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. The green color, the black color are the number, are numbers in general at the counter. Instead, the green is the highest contributions actually are the highest users in that specific period. So we can see 26, 27, 21, mm-hmm. 23, which is the highest number, and instead the red is the lowest. Just this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting.
And the color of every language. So we have in my page, I have BE yellow, BR black.
Ah, yeah.
If mm-hmm. we reload the page, these colors are generated randomly, actually. So
of course,
always the same color, except for the mm-hmm. all languages, which is always light blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking at the table under the languages, and they were like, for example, for BE, the second line, it's for 28, it's red one. Red one means what? We miss something, because most of the time red is bad thing.
Red.
Yes.
Red is the minimum users in that specific period. So, of course, except the zero. so I have, in fact, we have all ones number are red. We have 28,
okay,
etc. And we can also disable in this page specific languages just in the, I mean, in plot, just mm-hmm. click on the language. So if you we want to disable all languages, so just click on all languages, and it's removed from the bot, so we can generate maybe the plot with our languages on.
Yeah, we can just maybe generate Latin languages, European languages. Yeah, and you want to see more local communities or countries that have 1 to 3 official languages, and you can see for that country. That's a cool, really cool. I'm also in A for this project, so you have 2 projects already.
there is a question from the room.
Stefano.
Okay.
I see here. Let me read the question. Oh, go ahead, read it yourself.
Sorry. The UX looks great, but I wonder if contributing to CV from this app is equivalent to using the website, or are there any drawbacks, differences? Actually, there are not differences, just the you can use, for example, the app offline, because there is the offline mode. So the contribution experience is different, but the way is equivalent. So the app doesn't collect any your personal data. Every data are sent just to Mozilla server to generate, of course, statistics on my side. I collect just the language. Of course, you can see this information also here on GitHub. So it's public. I collect just the language code, a username, which is not your username. It's a username generated by the app the first time you open it. And it's generated actually randomly, so basically it could be unique, but it could be not.
Yeah, I think people at the beginning were thinking that maybe if you record through a phone, they will need an extra step to get verified, but it goes directly to Mozilla servers, and it's a contribution as equal as from the website. No?
Yes, it's exactly the same. I downloaded the sentences and clips too from Mozilla server, and I sent them to Mozilla server also, so it's equivalent.
Good, nice. And a second question is related to the experience for register users in register versus anonymous users. How is that different? And also from the point of view of Common Voice project, how the main project looks back at the users through the app? Are the users checked or all? Tell us more about that.
You can use the app, both registered, so and anonymously. For the website, if you do the login, it's better because you can set also, for example, the accent, your native language, your gender, your age, and this data. So actually, it's the same on my side. So on upside, actually, it's basically the same, because as I said, I don't collect any data. I use always both registered and anonymous users, the same user ID of the app. So actually, I pass also the param logged if a user is registered or not, but nothing else. So I just know, yes, this user is registered, or this user contributes anonymously, but anything else.
That's cool. Thanks for
I advise to contribute using an account. It's better, as I said.
Indeed, of course. Also, if you use your account on the website, there's literally nothing more for you to do here. So you just use the same one. It's not like they have to create different ones and stuff like that. That's a cool one. And I think it's very portable, so very useful these days to have it at hand to register. Are you looking to implement more stuff in the application going forward, or it's just for the user stories that you already have implemented now? I mean, do you want to develop other things in the applications, or it does the thing?
So I developed the app in my free time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't earn anything. If you use the CV project from the Google Play, you can enable or disable the ADS, so advertisement, and I earn like 1 cent for every day, but mm-hmm. in general, not just for a user, but actually you can disable it freely. So I developed the app in my free time, because in my not free time, I study or work. So yes, I probably continue to develop. I continue to develop the app, actually. It's not a dead project. It's a lie. So.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, I did say at the beginning that you're also a swimmer instructor and you're currently a student. So congrats on contributing, giving a bit of your free time that you have back, and also building up tools that onboard and help people to make more contribution to this project.
Okay, thanks.
I don't see any, welcome. I don't see any other questions. Your developer room will open in like a minute and a half. So I do encourage people, if they have more questions there, to join. After the room is open, I will reshare the links you mentioned earlier, because the history chat will disappear. I did share them in the Mozilla Dev room while we chatted, so people can see the statistics that we mentioned and all the graphs. Again, thanks so much for your talk, and thanks so much for building up an app to help us.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Have a good day at first, then.
You too.
For the rest of the people, we continue with a talk on Mozilla support. I do have to switch to that. I'll see you around at Foston, and we'll share a virtual coffee and a waffle. See you around.